Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating my boyfriend for 2.5 years and he is 45 years old. He's a homeowner and has 3 children. 2 children live with him, both boys, ages 18 and 16. When we met, he knew he had things to fix in his home, but since then, the only thing he has done is put mini blinds up in his bedroom windows. He needs a total gut job to the bathroom and kitchen and cosmetic repairs to the rest of the house. The house is on a smaller scale, so I keep telling him it won't cost that much. I have 3 children of my own. I live in a nice-sized apartment, so when he comes up, he brings the boys because he can't trust them home alone overnight. Now he sees how I live and how my place can accommodate him and the boys, so why won't he do the same so my kids can come to his place? To date, my kids have not spent the night over there because of issues with his home. They may have been there twice in the last 2.5 years. I tried to buy him a toilet and floor tiles in the past for his birthday, and he said no because that's a gift everyone can use. Now we see each other every weekend and we go out with the kids and spend money, so I know he has money. So why won't he fix the house to accommodate us? We live about 45 minutes apart. We discussed marriage and living together, but he has a city job and can't move out of the city, and I refuse to bring my kids into the city. So until this is ironed out, he has to do something with his home. Isn't this a long time to keep hearing, "I'm gonna fix it"? Well, yeah, 2.5 years is a long time to hear someone say they're going to fix stuff and it never gets fixed. So you guys really need to fix it. Obviously, it's not a priority to him, but it is to you. And you need to make that clear to him. I mean, if it comes to, you know, you guys really sitting down and having a serious conversation about, look, we're talking about marriage and all of that. I don't want to marry you unless these things are fixed. Unless you get something done to this house. I can't come here. I like things clean. You see how I live? You know, maybe sit down, find someone to fix these things.
This dude, he's 45 years old for 2.5 years. He's a homeowner. He has 3 children. 2 of them live with him, both boys, ages 18 and 16. When we met, he knew he had things to fix in his home, but the only thing he's done is put up mini blinds up in his bedroom window. Mm-hmm. The mini blinds is for you, ma'am. He tried to dress up the room that matters the most when you come over to him, and he tried to decorate them with mini blinds. How that's working for you? While you stepping over that sinkhole on the way to the bed to admire the mini blinds. He needs a total gut job to the bathroom and kitchen and cosmetic repairs to the rest of the house. The house is on a smaller scale. Translation, little ass house. That's what smaller scale means. I keep telling him it won't cost that much. I got 3 children on my own. I live in a nice size apartment. So when he come up, he brings the boys because he can't trust them home alone overnight. You got an 18-year-old and you can't leave at the house by itself? Something wrong with that boy. You really need to get that boy tested. That's what you need to do. You're 18, you can't stay at home by yourself. Testing. They have to take him down to a social worker somewhere and get that boy in front of a psychiatrist with a legal pad and show him them ink blots and see what he say. Because something is wrong with this baby. Or the only other thing I could think of is them 2 stupid-ass boys don't know how to operate that raggedy-ass house. Because when you got a raggedy house, you got to know, who the hell turned the knob to the left when you're supposed to turn it 2 clicks to the right before you open the door? Now the damn handle done come off. I set the handle to the refrigerator on top of the refrigerator. Now, who moved the handle off the refrigerator? Now everybody hungry.
That's how it go, though. That's how it go.
Where is the 5-gallon Home Depot bucket that's in front of this stairways so we can get up in this back door? You know we ain't got no steps. Now we all stand out here trying to jump and turn the damn doorknob.
Jump and turn it.
Who the hell done tipped this damn toilet over and ain't said nothing? And it's just full.
Oh, man.
I'll be damned. But, who the hell done doo-dooed in this damn bathtub?
In the tub.
Be damn. These nasty-ass boys, I can't leave them at this ragged-ass house by themselves. They don't know how to work nothing in here. And where is the damn screen door? I left it leaning against the wall, so when company come over, we put it on them hinges. Where the screen door at?
All right, coming up, ladies, this is for you. We're going to talk about hair extensions with our good friends from Perfect Hair.
Who the hell let this window up? No, good hell will this window don't go down. Freezing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.